Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Happy Father's Day, big boy. How are you?
What's going on? Happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
I'm doing great. I love today. Today's a great day. Got to see the whole family this morning. And then I mentioned earlier, Angie and Erica are going to Miami of Ohio for freshman orientation tomorrow. So Audrey and I are going to the IndyCar race tonight, the two of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Ackerman's always on the move, always having fun.
We always have something going on. We're going to have fun today. Today's a great sports day. You've got IndyCar tonight. You have the U.S. Open this afternoon going into this evening. And at 1:10, the Cardinals and the Brewers. Ooh, that thing got a little hot yesterday. Got a little spicy between those two.
Yeah, I loved it, actually. I think, listen, I don't want to imply the Cardinals weren't competing hard, but I don't care who you are. If you've lost six in a row and no parts of your team are doing well, you know, every part of your team sort of taking a hit and or not played up to standard, you know, it's going to be tough to just be as totally jacked up as far as your morale and feeling great and feeling confident. I mean, as Tony La Russa said many times, men, not machines. And when you lose and lose and lose and lose and get hit over the head, it's going to take an effect on you. So you need something to spark it. But Wilson Contreras, starting with, apparently, you know, sent a group text message to his teammates yesterday before the game, like in the morning, to basically get them fired up. And then his actions during the game certainly backed that up. So that's just one of the reasons why, you know, I love Wilson Contreras, and I think Cardinals fans should love him unconditionally because the guy plays with a lot of heart. Some of the stuff he said after the game, he probably could have toned down some of the language, but, you know, that's Wilson Contreras. You know, he's fired up. But his overall point was good. I thought he made a mistake because he's inexperienced. There was no intention there. He stepped back into the runner's path. I mean, he didn't mean to do that. He's still learning the position. He's actually played it very well. But what I thought, and I was talking with Kirsten, my wife, who came down. I said, I want to show you this. And I showed her. I said, look at this first baseman for Milwaukee. Like, you know, he got hit by pitch. He goes to first base. Contreras is trying to talk to him. And Hoskins wouldn't even look at him. He's looking at him. And then when Contreras got hit by a pitch, went to first base, Contreras is looking at him again and saying a couple things, and Hoskins is looking the other way. So I will say this, call me a homer, that's okay. But if you are going to run your mouth like you're some big fake tough guy of how to play first base or something, and you have a chance when you're actually at first base with the guy you've been shouting at from a distance, and he to, you know, talk to you, and you basically don't have the stones to actually acknowledge him. I mean, maybe not play the fake tough guy sheriff of first base if you're not going to – like you any fool can scream from a dugout, you know? What are you going to do when a guy's like literally standing with you shoulder to shoulder? I mean, and he wants to see if everything's okay or let me explain or whatever. And you can't even look him in the eye. You're that afraid you can't even look him in the eye. I thought that was hysterical.
I did too. And Quintana, by the way, who plunked Contreras before that, you could tell he was throwing at Burley. He just couldn't get him, yeah. And then he hits Contreras. Arenado walks, and I said this to John Mozeliak. Somewhere Mike Shannon was cackling and cracking up about Budweiser. He loves that. Gorman goes deep, a three-run bomb. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it was. Remember that? Remember that 4th of July game in Wrigley Field? Kerry Wood knocked down Pujols, and Pujols hits one like almost off the scoreboard. And remember that? I can't do Shannon, but it's
take
like
a little whiff of that, big boy.
There you go, big boy. How do you like that, big boy? Yeah, I mean that was. How about Nolan Gorman, by the way, man? I mean, listen, the last 14 games that he's played in, he's hitting .333. He's drawn a lot of walks, so his on-base percentage over that time is over .400. He's slugging .694. He's got two doubles, a triple, and three homers. And his strikeout rate is still a little bit on the high side. But here's the thing about that. If he is producing and hitting with power and hitting for average and drawing walks, who cares if his strikeout rate is 26% or 28%? Who cares? The problem is when you're not producing and you're striking out a bit too much. But if you're producing, no one should worry about it. And he's clearly taking much better at-bats.
He is the DH today. He'll be batting sixth in the order this afternoon. Donovan at second base will lead off. Got to keep an eye on him, right, Bernie, with his toe?
Yeah, I don't... You know, I was texting the other night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With our mutual friend and colleague, Kevin Wheeler, and I say, you know, the Cardinals are dragging this out with Donovan, and I understand what they're thinking. We'll get him back soon. He'll only miss a few games. It's worth having him in the lineup as soon as we can get him back. On one hand, I get that. On the other hand, you're playing a division rival, and you are playing shorthanded, and your bench isn't very good, frankly, as is. And then when you take someone off, you have one less bench player. That makes it even worse. And so now I don't know what the latest is, but I know there was some talk that, you know, he won't play today. They're off tomorrow. Well, if they would have just put him on, there is a devil's advocate case to say this, you know, especially if they're going to play the White Sox next. You know, the idea that he's been out there running around a little bit, doing drills, he's been in the batting cage. You know, I've learned this a lot because I've watched the Cardinals do this a lot for a long time. Instead of sort of getting it out of the way, all right, shut him down, put him on the IL, keep him off his feet, let him get nothing but treatment, 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 then you'll put it behind you. My concern now is because they've kind of resisted that, and they've been playing shorthanded, but he's still out there doing things. Is this something that's going to be a recurring issue because they never got it fully behind them? I do worry about that, honestly.
It's a fair question. He is listed as the leadoff hitter today, playing second base. So keep an eye on that. But yes, he is in there. Herrera will bat second and catch. Burleson in left, batting third. Newt Barr getting a day. Wilson, cleanup hitter. Arenado, fifth. Gorman, the DH, sixth. Walker in right, seventh. Scott in center, eighth. Barrero, the shortstop, batting ninth. The Cardinals need to get good starting pitching going again. To me, Bernie, that's been the downfall here lately.
No doubt about it. If you go back to May 25th, because it actually kind of started in that Baltimore series, you go back to May 25th, I mean, their ERA, starting pitching ERA, is, it's around 5.56. And the last time I checked, which was Friday night, it also, that was like 28th in Major League Baseball. So to your point, that's where it starts. Listen, Miles Michaelis had done very, very well for a while, but you always wondered whether, well, listen, because, you know, the ball, he obviously doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. The ball's going to be in play. Is it going to turn on him? And it's kind of turned on him his last three times out. So they need a really good one from him today, and it's a tough spot for him. Although, remember Mother's Day last May, he pitched a gem, and the Cardinals broke out of a slump, and that's set them off on a 33-18 stretch. So maybe Michaelis can do that again today. But yeah, I'm concerned about the starting pitching. I think the offense is going to come around. I don't know what to say about Lars Nootbaar. I mean, this is really, really bad. I usually give a guy the benefit of doubt and say, oh, well, it's just a slump. But this is, I think it goes beyond a slump. And obviously his confidence is taking a hit. They really need Lars Nootbaar. If they're going to have a good offense, he's got to be a good hitter at the top of the lineup or wherever they put him. And this is the toughest stretch, the weakest stretch that he's been through as a Cardinal. It's concerning, but we got a ways to go here too.
It does change the lineup look as they continue to cycle through leadoff hitters. Donovan, you would think, would get most opportunity to do that, but his toe's got to hold up. He's the leadoff hitter today. Mason Wynn yesterday, 1-for-5 with a run scored. And in our final minute, Bernie, it's, you know, a division race. I mean, the Reds are in there. The Reds are right in there. The Cubs obviously lead this thing, and I just can't wait for the Cards and Cubs to hook up.
Yeah, and, you know, the Cardinals are, you know, it's not that I'm counting them out of the Central, but realistically, I think the Cubs are, you know, clearly the team to beat. They're also going to load up at the deadline. But you, like you said, you know, the Cardinals and Brewers are neck and neck. Cincinnati's looming about a game behind them, game and a half. Then the Cardinals are trying to keep pace, as are the Brewers, as are the Reds, in the National League wild card race for that third spot. And the Cardinals are still in good shape there. It's not like they're five games out. They're 2.5 out. And this is going to be really, really interesting time between now and the All-Star break, because once you get to the All-Star break, then you're really into the trade deadline period. So it's going to be really, really, it's going to shape a lot of what's to come.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great Father's Day.
All right, you too. Thank you, pal.
Bernie Miklas with us on Sports on a Sunday morning. Cardinal baseball comes your way at 12:15, 1:10 first pitch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.